Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome you to It's All in the Word Ministry. One more time. God is awesome. Thanking each and every one for listening to the program. And I would like to solicit your prayers for the massacre that happened in Pittsburgh. Let's pray for the families of those that lost their loved one, because it's not easy. God didn't say it would be easy, but he did say he would take us through, and he would never leave us nor forsake us. And we know that he's able to comfort those, to console them, to give them peace in the midst of that situation. I'm located now in the land, Florida. I'm going to make it my home. It's God willing. And he haven't told me anything different. And he's with me. And I know he's going to bless me. And let us pray. Our Father in heaven, the creator of all mankind, the maker of every good and perfect gift, Lord God, we just thank you for another day, a day that wasn't even promised to us. But because of your love and your grace and your mercy, you touched us this morning at the appointed time, and you woke us all up to a brand new day, closing us in our right mind, having activity of our limb, Lord God, we thank you. Lord, we pray for those that have lost their loved one, Lord God. Let them know that there is no sorrow that heaven cannot give. Let them know that you will give them peace in the midst of any storm that they're going through, Lord God. Just be with them. Stand by them, Lord. Bring them through, God. We know that you are able, Lord God. We know that you are with them, Lord God. Just have mercy upon you. Let them rely and let them depend and let them turn to you from whence cometh their help. Lord, let them realize that all their help come from the Lord. Lord, let us follow peace with all men. And you said in your word, holiness with thou shall no man see God. You said for us to be ye holy, for I am holy. Then Jesus, you said you the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I change it not. Lord God, you brought the children of Israel over through the Red Sea, Lord God. You gave them bread. You gave them water. You gave them meat, Lord God. You brought them over, Lord God. And I know you can bring us through now, Lord God. Lord God, we living in a time, an evil time, Lord. Our leaders don't even want to do right, Lord God. Put us leaders in positions that they would do right. And they would depend on you, Lord God. Lord God, we in a storm in this land, Lord God. Killing, stealing, is on the rampage, Lord God. Lord God, you said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people called by my name will honor themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal the land. Lord, let your people turn back to you, Lord God. We have no other one that we can turn to but you, Lord God. God, you have a plan for our lives. Let us follow your direction. We will not make the wrong decision, Lord God, if we trust the plan that you have for our lives, Lord God. Lord God, show us your ways, O Lord. Teach us your path. Lead us in your truth. And teach us, Lord God, for you are the God of our salvation And we wait on you, Lord, all the day. Lord, you are the God. I honor you, Lord God. I put my trust in you all the days of my life. Guide me and teach me your will, Lord, and your way. Instruct me, Lord God. Lord God, just have mercy. Guide me with your eyes. Direct my path. Lord, just keep me in your divine will, your perfect will, Lord God. Let me do your holy, your righteous will. Not my way, but your way, Lord God. Lord God, crucify this flesh, Lord God. Let me walk in the spirit and not in your flesh, Lord God. More of you and less of me, Lord God. Give me the characteristic of Jesus, Lord God. Give me the fruit of thy spirit, Lord God. Have mercy. Only you can do it, Lord God. I can't do nothing apart from you. You said without me, ye can do nothing, Lord God. I'm leaning and I'm depending upon you, Lord God, to come through for me, Lord God. You are my provider. You are my healer, Lord God. You are the conqueror of death, Lord God. You are the good shepherd, Lord God. You are the light of the world. You are the bright and morning star. You are the rock of all ages. You my rock, my soul and shield. You the joy of my salvation, Lord God. Thank you for your death, your burial, your resurrection, Lord God. Giving us another chance to get it right, Lord, wherein we have been wrong. Lord God, you said in your word, if we confess our sin, you is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You say only the pure in heart shall see God, Lord God. Give us a pure heart. Give us a clean mind. Create in us, O God, a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within us. Cast us not away from thy presence. Not take your Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of thy salvation. And uphold us with your free spirit. Lord God, just have mercy. Keep us, Lord God, and we shall be kept. Save us, and we shall be saved. Teach us, and we shall be teach, Lord God. Have mercy. We pray, Lord, for those in the hospital, nursing home, those incarcerated, Lord God. Have mercy. Keep them, Lord God. Let them know that you will bring them through, Lord God. Let them realize that they are not alone, that they can lean and depend upon you. Have mercy, Lord God. Now, Lord, let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God is awesome. He can move mountains. He can do anything but fail. There is no failure in God. God is trying to get our attention. If you study your Bible, I believe it's in Matthew, the 25th chapter, fame island, all this is happening in the land. Place it that you think not, then this is the beginning of sorrow. And if we don't know God, we better get to know him. If you haven't accepted Christ as your personal Savior, now is the time to do it. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead. You shall be saved. And the Holy Spirit will come in and lead you and guide you and teach you the spirit of truth. The spirit, the comforter, told his disciples, I will send you another comforter because I'm going away. And it's expedient that I go away. Because if I go not away, the comforter will not come. But if I go away, I will send him back unto you. That's what we have on the inside of us, convicting us of our sins when we do wrong. We're going to talk about a storm is coming. A storm is already here. The storm of life is raging. A storm is a violent disturbance of the atmosphere with strong winds, usually rain, thundering, lightning, sometimes snow. It's an uproar, a force, a furious storm. It's coming. It's already here in this land, in America. Our leaders have gotten so vindictive, so ugly in their politics, hateful, dirty, talk about each other, put each other down. It don't take all that. Just tell the truth. Truth. We in a storm. Lie on one another. 2 Corinthians tell us in 4:17, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, work for us a far more exceeding and external weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We are going to go through something down here. But trouble don't last always. It's just temporary. It's just for a moment. If you haven't gone through any storm in your life, keep on living, because you will go through a storm. We must walk by faith and not by sight. Know whatever storm in our life, that God is able and he will deliver us from them all, no matter what. Because when you're going through, you're not going through alone. He is right there with you. He is right there bringing you through. 2 Corinthians 4:8-9, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. John in 16:33 said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world, not might, you shall have peace. In the world, you shall have tribulation. These things will be. But then he go on to say, John, but be of good cheer. Why? Because I have overcome the world. And I know if I have overcome the world, if I have been persecuted, you are going to be persecuted too, but you will overcome, because trouble is not going to last always. When we talk about a storm, I'm reminded in Luke 22 and 25 tell us, now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship, talking about Jesus with his disciples, and he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth, but as they sailed, he fell asleep, meaning Jesus, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy and danger. And they came unto Jesus and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish not. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. Now, if he can calm a raging sea, if he can do, he did all these miracles. 2 fishes, 5 loaves of bread, fed 5,000, gave sight to the blind, made the lame walk. All this, healed the sick, cleansed the leper, cast out demons. You know he can calm a raging sea. You should know he can calm a raging sea. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they being afraid, one the same, one to another. What manner of man is this? For even he commands the winds and the water, and they obey him. This man is Jesus. He's the only one that can calm your storm that you're going through. And he will, if you allow him to, turn it over to Jesus. He'll work it out. You can't work it out. You ain't able to work it out. You're not qualified to work it out. But Jesus can work it out. He had all the qualifications to work it out. God is our deliverer, and he will. Any storm in your life, storm of sickness, finances we go through. Don't know where we're going to get the money for our mortgage, our car payment. But the way is already made. If we look unto the hill from whence cometh our help, all our help come from the Lord. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. He have all that we need. He got it. There is nothing that we need that God don't have. Storm in our marriage. He can restore your marriage if you let him. With our children. Some of our children. Strung out on drugs. Alcoholic. Prostitute. He can bring them back. You done tried everything you know. You don't put them in rehab over and over again. They don't listen to you. Jesus is the only one that can stop them from using crack, stop them from drinking liquor, stop them from standing on the corner. You got to pray. You got to give those kids to God and let God deal with them. Step back. Don't enable your child to do the wrong thing. Step back and give them to God and let God deal with them. He can do more with them than you ever could. Storm of disobedience. We're so disobedient to God. God tell us to do something, we're questioning him. I just don't see it that way. No, you don't. Because he said, I am the way. The truth and life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. One thing about it, my allergy and started acting up again since I've been out here. I don't know what it is. It was terrible. When I was in Maryland, I wasn't even able to do no program house. I'm a lying. We need to stop lying so much. Fornication, adultery, murder, backbiting, hatred. These will call you always to be in a storm. I'm reminded of the hatred that's going on in the land. And our leaders, our president is leading the band. And the 2 commandments that God gave us, the love of the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the love thy neighbor as thyself. We have these 2 commandments hang the law of the prophet. These 2 commandments we have strayed away from. And that's the only two, because if you keep those two, you would definitely keep the other one. But we have strayed away from that. Nevertheless, God have his way of bringing us back. And he will, his own set appointed time. God is getting tired. Jesus is soon to come. And when he come back, he won't be persecuted no more. He won't be slapped. He won't be pierced in the side no more. He won't be hanging on no cross. When he come back, no more grace and mercy. It will be justice. And he will be our judge. And no matter what you're doing in this life, it's coming up again. Jonah was in a storm because of his disobedience. If you remember what God had told Jonah to go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it. Said, for their wickedness is come before me. See, his God's desire and will is for that we all be saved and come into repentance. And he wanted to give the people of Nineveh a chance to repent. But Jonah said, cry, for that wickedness come up before me. But Jonah had to do it his way. He fled into Tarshish from God. You can't run from God, and you can't hide from God. He went down to Joppa, found a ship going to Tarshish, but the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. These men knew that Jonah was the reason that they were in the mess and situation that they was in. And they took Jonah and they cast him overboard. And God, he allowed a prepared of fish to swallow Jonah up. And it vomited him up, the fish. God come to you again. If he tell you something one time, you don't do it, he'll bring it to you again. He came to Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid you. You go and do what I tell you to do, and tell them what I want you to tell them. The people of Nineveh, see, they believe God and proclaim a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them, even to the least of them. But Jonah was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, pray you, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that you was gracious God, and you was a merciful God, and you were slow to anger and of great kindness, and you repent of the evil. God wants everybody. I don't care how bad you are. God loves everybody. He wants everybody to be saved. He know that everybody's not going to be saved, but his desire and his will for us to be saved. That's why Christ died. They were not able to keep the law. That's why grace had to come on the scene. Christ had to come on the scene and restore us back to God to pay the penalty for our sins. He left his home in glory, came down, and pay the penalty of our sin on the hill of Calvary. God wants us all to have a chance. But some of us be so stiff-necked, we so rebellious, we won't repent, we won't forgive, We won't love. We hate. And that's not like God. All going to go through. When we go through one storm, seem like another one is waiting. They made us years ago. My grandmother used to say, if it ain't one thing, it's another. Then she was saying, walk with me, Lord. Please walk with me. While I'm on this tedious journey, walk with me. God is the only one that can take you through a storm and give you peace. He said if we keep our minds stayed on thee, he will keep us in perfect peace. God knows what we all are going through. He knows the choices that we make. Some are good and some are not so good. But even when the bad, we make the bad choices and come back to him and repent and tell him, Lord, forgive me. I made the wrong choice. I made a bad choice. I didn't listen to your voice. Forgive me, and he will forgive. Like I said, the United States is in a storm. That hatred is something else. Christ gonna deal with it all. We cannot deal with Trump, not none of them Republicans or Democrats or whatever, those in leadership authority. We cannot deal with them. We got to give them to God and let God do what God do best. Told you about the two greatest commandments. God is love. He said, if you love me, you will keep my commandment, and my commandment is not grievous. God will do just what he say he's going to do. That he will do. God is unchangeable. He don't change. People change. And the worst thing, one of the worst things in this world that changes people, and that's money. My mission will be to burn it. That will be my mission. People allow money, the love of money, not money, it's the love of money, is the root of all evil. And that Bible do not lie. You can stand on God's word. You can trust his word. You can believe his word. You can receive his word. You can pray his word. You don't come short of it. May God bless you. May God keep you. And may heaven smile upon you. I will be back here next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Those that don't know, get the word out that I will be back here next Tuesday at 2 p.m. I change the time from 6 because people be getting up from work and they be cooking and they don't have a chance. So at least the one that's at home can tune in and listen to the broadcast. So God bless you. May God bless you and have a smile upon you. And just remember, it's all in the word. And pray for those that have lost their loved one. God bless.